Good morning. We are continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, learning Klal Tzayin, Simon Vav. So, a person has a terubis of Oichel and Pselis. So, instead of picking it up by hand, which would be mutter, using a kli, which is usher, person says, I'm going to use water. So he puts the mixture into water. Sometimes the situation is the pselus are type of things which are very light. They will float to the top, whereas the oichel falls to the bottom. In some types of pselus, the opposite is true. The oichel floats to the top, and the pselus falls to the bottom. Either way, a person is using water to separate and precipitate out of the good from the bad. So one may not do so. Also, litain davar maichel shemur b'pselus l'sechamayim. He has food which has pselus in it. He wants to put it into water. Keshipol pselus d'mata oshiyotz pselus d'mala. And either it be a situation where the pselus, which is heavier, falls down to the bottom, or alternatively, it's a type of pselus which is lighter and it floats to the top. So he's using water as the vehicle to create this act of brera. So that's also to do that to habi brera, that's considered brera. Pasha the chayla means that's brera de raisa. The person is using the water as a medium to accomplish that, so that's equivalent of using the water as a kli. It's not brera biyad, it's brera using some form of a utensil for the purpose of Beira. So over here he's using the water. The water is going to be the vehicle through which the Beira takes place, and that's going to be Osir. Okay, the Chayram now moves into the next few simonim that deal with liquids which have some level of in suspension in the liquid. There are the sediments of the liquid itself. So it's one min, or even if it's two minim, you have a case of water, and in suspension water there are very minute particles of other types of items in the water which people in general do not think are significant. People will drink it with those things, but the person wants to filter them out. So he wants a filtering process to remove these impurities of things which people would accept as being as part of the liquid normally. So we're going to differentiate between different levels of how much people accept it. If everybody accepts it, it's not considered anything undesirable at all. So filtering out, you're filtering out nothing, etc. So that's going to be the point that the Chayyim is going to touch upon in the next few simonim. Let's start just simon zayin. Yain b'shar mashkin chutz b'mayim b'tzulin. The person has wine, or person has other liquids. We'll talk about water. If that water has a problem, he's going to be talking about using a filter. The problem with water is not that because of brera problem. The problem is that the water actually is a cleansing agent and will clean the cloth that he's using as a filter. That's why water is exceptional in this case, not because of brera, but because of malaben. So a person wants to run wine or other liquids through some type of a cloth filter. A person makes almond milk, it crushes up the almonds and creates almond milk, and then there's little pieces of almond left in the milk. Mutter l'sanin b'sudorim. A person is allowed to filter it through a cloth. So Chazal put a limitation. You can't put it. Normally, when you do that, the problem is these liquids sometimes are repelled by the cloth, so they sort of run off. The answer is you stretch across the cloth, across an opening of a larger kli in the bottom, then you press down a little bit in the middle. So you pour the wine in, it goes into that depression, and then it sits there slightly, and then it soaks through and it filters. So you can't do that, Mishum Shinui. But V'davka Shein Stulim L'Gamri B'loi Shemorim, these liquids are clear. There's no visible Shemorim in suspension. Or alternatively, the level of the purity is not perfect. Clarity is not perfect, but people in general accept that level as being acceptable. That's when it's going to be mutter. We'll clarify this more in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.